Availability of public lands to mining and mineral exploration as of July 21, 2020. Issue. Minerals produced on public lands are vital to United States' economic growth, national defense, energy security, and critical infrastructure needs. The federal government often withdraws or restricts mineralized areas on public lands from such development without conducting comprehensive resource inventories and mineral resource assessments. Without such inventories or resource assessments, the governmental withdrawals may permanently bar the development of minerals essential to U.S. economic and national security. Background. The United States has a wealth of minerals and has reserves of 78 more commodity minerals and metals than any other country. The current value of select mineral resources in the United States is estimated at $6.2 trillion. U.S. mining has a direct economic impact of $700 billion annually, or about 3% of U.S. gross domestic product. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, $109 billion of coal and minerals were mined in 2018. USGS and the Department of Commerce estimate that industries such as construction and durable goods manufacturing that use processed mineral material added $3 trillion to the U.S. economy in 2018, about 15% of U.S. GDP. More than 1.5 million American jobs are directly supported by coal and minerals mining. Taxes, fees, and royalties paid by mineral producers generate significant revenues for state, federal, and local governments. In fact, the federal government receives more than $12 billion annually in revenues from the extraction of minerals on federal lands and waters and Native American lands. These minerals found on public lands are essential to our daily lives. Energy security, coal, oil, gas, and uranium are among the minerals used to meet the bulk of the United States' energy needs, from motor fuels to home heating and electricity. Renewable energy, wind and solar require copper, molybdenum, rare earth elements, silver, cement, and steel. Manufacturing, copper, iron, zinc, and lead are, for example, used in the manufacture of everything from wires to batteries to motor vehicles. Food supply and agriculture, fertilizers and other products vital to agriculture contain sodium, potash, and phosphate. Infrastructure, construction materials, including limestone and aggregates, are essential mineral commodities in the construction and maintaining of roads, sidewalks, railroads, and bridges. National defense, critical minerals, including rare earth elements and uranium, provide key components in the manufacture of military aircraft and other equipment. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and the U.S. Forest Service administer mineral resources on more than 640 million acres of public lands, or about 28% of the 2.27 billion acres of land in the entire United States. Most of these lands are in 11 western states and Alaska as of September 30, 2018. The amount of federally owned land varies from state to state, ranging from 0.3% of land in Connecticut and Iowa to 80.1% in Nevada. Of the 640 million acres, 167 million have been withdrawn, and another 182 million acres are restricted from future development. BLM manages both surface and mineral rights of its public lands domain. BLM manages its surface and mineral rights, while other agencies manage only the surface. Western states account for 75% of our nation's metals production. As such, the availability of federal lands for mineral exploration and development is critical to maintain a strong domestic mining industry. A comprehensive range of federal and state laws and regulations address the environmental impacts of mining on federal lands. These create a rigorous set of mining and reclamation standards for the domestic exploration and mining industry that are emulated worldwide. SME Statement of Technical Position. Availability of public lands provides the United States the opportunity to find and produce economic minerals, which is important to offset foreign mineral dependence, decrease a growing trade deficit, create skilled jobs, create wealth, and help solidify the nation's economic security. A thorough geological and economic assessment, including mineral inventory and mineral resource assessment, should be made before any land is even considered for withdrawal, disposition, or transfer. Given the lack of current and recurring mineral resource assessment of many withdrawn areas, it is uncertain what minerals, and in what quantity and quality, occur on federal lands. Periodic reassessments should be made of these lands utilizing new geologic and mineral resource data. Read the full position paper with detailed tables, charts, and figures, as well as review citations from this report at smenet.org/what-we-do/technical-briefings.